Few bars from Take Five from the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Jazz legend Dave Brubeck died today. He was one day shy of his 92nd birthday. Joining us live now is Mark Ruffin for more on Brubeck's life and legacy. Mark is the program director of SiriusXM's Real Jazz Channel. Mark, welcome to WTOP. Folks who may not even be big fans of jazz, they know Dave Brubeck because he has just been so influential. Talk about how he not only contributed to jazz, but also changing music styles across the board.
Well, he changed a lot of things. And, I mean, just the song that you played, Take Five, was instrumental in changing jazz and having jazz put on college campuses in the 50s. That was really one of the big things that made jazz accepted through the 60s and 70s, because in the 50s, Dave, really his wife, Iola, had the foresight to hit college campuses. That's why he had so many great albums like Jazz at Oberlin, or he made a great record at University of Michigan. And some of his records in the 50s were around college campuses, and then by the time 58 came and Take Five came out, it became one of the first million sellers in jazz and has never been out of print since the late 50s. Such an important record.
What about, Mark, his willingness to veer off the traditional 4-4 rhythms?
I like to say, besides Mission Impossible and Take Five, can you name another song in 5-4? It's such a unique time, and no one else has been able to make that time signature popular in popular culture other than, like I said, Mission Impossible in that time. And he was willing to do other time signatures, too, or how he found music. Blue Rondo a la Turk, another big hit of his, came because he was in Turkey on tour, and he was jamming with some street musicians. And he figured it was a different kind of blues. So it was Blue Rondo a la Turk. It actually came from the streets of Turkey. And one more thing about Take Five. Dave Brubeck actually didn't write Take Five. The sax player did, Paul Desmond. And when Paul Desmond died, he left no heirs, and he gave all the royalties to the American Red Cross. So you guys just contributed to the American Red Cross.
Very interesting. How has Dave Brubeck, throughout this long period of time, remained such a force in music?
Because he kept searching. He kept searching through spirituality. He did masses. He kept searching in collaborations. He collaborated with a lot of young people. In fact, he has an album with nothing but what we call the Young Lions in jazz, and he wrote songs for them all. And then, of course, his kids. Oh, his kids are so amazing. Chris and I can't think of the other ones' names, but just they, too, have made quite a contribution. His sons, Darius is one, mm-hmm. Chris is another, and they're keeping his legacy alive. Plus, the man was playing up until just last year, until he got too ill. But I called him the ever-ready battery of jazz. Hmm. He just kept plugging on.
Well, Mark, thanks so much for a perspective on this incredible musician and talent. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
That's Mark Ruffin, program director of SiriusXM's Real Jazz, on the life of Dave Brubeck, who died today at the age of 91.